Welcome back inside the Dock Spiders pregame show from Athletic Park in Wausau, where the Dock Spiders are set to take on the Wausau Woodchucks as they wrap up a five-game road trip. Javik Blake joined alongside by today's pregame interview, Alex Vera out of Illinois. Alex, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You are a rare third-year guy in the Northwoods League, one of just three Dock Spiders to ever play 3 years with the franchise. What's it like to kind of be an elder statesman and a veteran of the league?
It's actually pretty cool, to be honest. Coming here my first year, you know, you're kind of the newbie and getting adjusted to the schedule, the competition, and kind of knowing how to manage your own body and basically the way you perform. And each year, I feel like I just gain new knowledge, and coming into this year, I feel like my role has kind of changed from kind of a player into almost like a player coach, per se. Not trying to take over Sharp's or Barato's job or anything, but I feel like I have a little bit more better insight in terms of what goes on the day-to-day basis behind the scenes, you know, from a player standpoint. Because sometimes coaches may miss that human element when it comes to players, and me being able to relate to these guys at that player level, just being able to give them any advice, any wisdom I have of my third year here and how to take care of yourself and be able to perform.
You mentioned taking care of yourself. This has been a wild 24 hours for the Dock Spiders. You finished up a game last night, Kalamazoo, at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. You rolled back into Fond du Lac 4:30 in the morning. You hopped back on a bus at 2 o'clock this afternoon to come play a baseball game. You've been here a while. You've had road trips like that. How do you take care of yourself when you're traveling back and forth all the time?
I'll have to say it has to be the secret weapon, which is caffeine. Caffeine does a lot of wonders, but it all comes down to the basics of being able, like, sleep and nutrition. Some guys operate on 5 hours, some guys operate on 8. So on those long bus rides, you try to just scratch for any hour, any minute of sleep you can get. So, like, fortunate for me, I don't need a bunch of sleep to operate at 100%, but some guys do need those 8 hours, so I would just say trying to scrap for every minute you need of sleep, and this is based on diet, you know. You're on the road a lot of gas station stops, and a lot of the food isn't what you would classify as clean, but you have to make do with what you got, you know. It's just about being able to survive in advance is what a lot of people like to say.
You mentioned you need a lot of liquid caffeine. Some guys go with coffee. Some guys go with Bang. Some guys go with Rockstar, Red Bull. What is your caffeine of choice to get you going?
It varies. Sometimes it could be an energy drink like a Reign or a Bang, or sometimes it could be just plain old black coffee, or it could just be natural and just that adrenaline rush you get.
Black coffee, and you're starting to become a coach. That's when you know you're a veteran of the league.
Exactly. I get a lot of comments now saying, "What's up, Coach Vera?" and all that. So,
what's it been like, though, being a coach and also being a player and pitching off for a couple of days?
You know, I like to think I've learned a lot under a lot of pitching coaches I've had, a lot of guys from having their own experience in playing pro ball and even being a coach in pro ball. My current pitching coach at Illinois, Mark Allen, I've learned a lot from him in terms of pitching philosophies, mechanics, just pro guys' life and their lifestyles, from anywhere from being drafted number one overall to being signed out of the Dominican Republic. So being able to take everything I've learned and pretty much pass it on to younger guys or even older guys that are looking for that piece of information that they might have been missing their whole career, and I'm able to give it to them. So it's been pretty cool.
You're sort of an oddball when it comes to pitching. You don't throw 95 plus miles an hour. You sit around 85, 86, but you're able to get outs and be incredibly effective while not throwing incredibly hard. What's the secret to getting outs when you don't throw 102 miles an hour?
Pretty basic fundamentals is no strikes. You get ahead, you get outs. It's pretty much what it's always been preached for me since a young age. And also I have to give credit again to Coach Allen. The old term he taught me for sidewinders was rattlesnake. And as many people know, rattlesnakes bite, and it's a very deadly bite. So I have that advantage of coming from a different angle. You don't see it often. another thing he's also used for me is I'm like a unicorn to these hitters. You don't see it very often, and when it comes, and when you see it, you're kind of like surprised by it. But I would say overall, my ability to just have a different approach, a different angle, and just getting ahead of guys. Strikes lead to outs, and outs lead to good outings.
So being the unicorn, is that fun for you to come in and see these guys be like, what in the world is this guy doing on the mound?
Yeah, I'll say in from for being in the spring where these guys, their coaches have pretty much a full week to prepare for you. So it's not as much as an ambush as you see here because you play a team on a Monday. You probably won't see them again till Sunday. So I feel like being a unicorn in this league, I have seen a couple swings that give me some feedback that these guys really don't see it a whole lot, and it's kind of fun, you know, you like to build off that, and kind of like a little bit of a kind of torturing the hitter pretty much is that you keep them guessing of, is it going to run, is it going to be slow, is it going to come in hard, is it going to be from over the top, you never know, because I've mixed that in a couple times in past outings, not here yet, so keeping that in my under my sleeve for when I need it, but yeah, it's pretty fun being the unicorn and seeing the reaction you get out of hitters.
Well, it'll be really fun when you bring out the overhand out of the back pocket instead of the sidewinder. Can't wait to see. It should be a lot of fun. But thanks so much for joining us today, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
This has been the pregame interview on the Knox Spiders pregame show before the Knox Spiders take on the Wausau Woodchucks at 6:05.